hear that?
What?
Well, it sounds like...
Birds?
Yeah, birds.
Oh, they're birds.
Birds are stupid.
Folks see birds are stupid. Birds know who they can trust, know who love them.
Hey, it's January 5th, and if you didn't already know, today is National Bird Day.
What?
A whole day?
National Bird Day.
Why?
Today.
We will dedicate the rest of this broadcast to...
Birds.
No,
birds,
we won't.
Birds.
No.
Showtime.
Yeah.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
It's also National Whipped Cream Day, but you don't see us celebrating that? Wait a minute. I got an idea.
Best songs on the radio.
What do you mean it'll get me fired? What?
Billboard, baby, do a leap and make them dance when they come on.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Where are we at? Is it time yet? Is it time? Well, it's time for Morgan in the Morning, of course, but is it time? I heard a radio announcer say to me, it's our first hump day of the year. When I was driving in this morning, I immediately said, shut up. Hate that expression. It is Wednesday, but we don't call it Wednesday hump day here. But I mean, is it time to take down the Christmas tree? When do you take yours down? I don't know. I don't want Christmas to be over, yet I do want it to be over. I can't figure it out. I'm confused. I need your help. The Ford Fun Line's always open. 1-800-326-94KX. Message us on our Facebook page. I don't know. I'll post something up. Maybe a picture of a dead Christmas tree. Did you ever have one of those years that you left it up too long? Pretty soon it looks like a giant twig. It's like a tumbleweed with lights. Oh, no, that's not dangerous. Plug them in. I took mine down over the weekend, and I was kind of depressed over it. It was in great shape. I cut it down. I posted. You remember that. Somebody said, you're going to scratch the Jeep. Whatever. I cut it down so I knew it would last longer, and it was in great shape. And if you live in Point Township, and you know I do because I posted a beautiful sunset last night, they're really good out there. You take your tree down and you throw it at the end of your driveway or your road or whatever, the curb, and you call the Point Township office, and like they come right out and get it because they recycle it. Hats off to them. I put it down on, what, Sunday afternoon? Yeah, Monday morning. It was gone. Good job there. But back to the original question, when do you take down your tree? Now, if it's artificial, you don't have any problem. I have four Christmas trees in my house. Count them. Four. The real one came down over the weekend. The other three still up. But I'm starting to think maybe today is the day that that the rest of the trees come down. I don't know. But it still feels like Christmas. Because Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You is holding fast to the number one spot on the Hot 100 Billboard chart. When the hell is this song going to go away? That's what I want to know. So maybe I keep the trees up until Mariah comes down. What do you think? Is that a good idea? Maybe I'll post that up. I don't know. I took down the real tree and it was sad. I want to keep the artificial ones up till, what do some people say, Russian Orthodox Christmas, the Epiphany, whatever. Maybe I'll keep it up till Valentine's Day. 'Cause all I want for Christmas is trees.
WQKX.
Okay, that went wrong, and I apologize.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Still to come, late night TV, Jimmy Fallon is all excited because The Bachelor is back.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Some entertainment news with the season 26 premiere of The Bachelor. Yes. The show returned to The Bachelor Mansion after several seasons away, which is why the first group date activity was evicting raccoons.
WQKX.
Now we're discussing if Christmas is over. I think I started something. I wanted to know when you take your Christmas tree down so maybe I could join in. I have four trees in this expensive house that I live in, including the tree in my recording studio, which I almost started taking down yesterday. It's artificial, but I got busy on a project and it's still there this morning. But now people are saying Christmas is over. Decorations need to come down. The studio is still decorated here simply because it took us so damn long to put everything up. Nobody wants to take it down. So that tree's probably going to be in the corner till July. Our big 94KX banner on the wall is surrounded by lights. Remember the Try It Tuesday where Sam Tyler and I made the big snowflakes out of brown lunch bags, paper lunch bags? They're still hanging from the ceiling. Wait, you know, I took the lights off the control buttons here because, well, it was time. And the holly and berry leaves around all the computer monitors. This place was pretty spiffy. So operation-wise, we can push the buttons here on this show and get it done, but the rest of the studio will probably stay decorated. But as far as you, let me know what you're doing, and maybe it'll inspire me. Because today, believe it or not, is the 12th day of Christmas. Yeah, you remember the 12 days of Christmas?
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me nothing at all, because holidays are pretty much wrapped up.
That's pretty much the story. Sorry, no gifts for you.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
How's your New Year's resolution working out? Are you on the keto diet? Today is National Keto Day.
January 5th is National Keto Day.
Okay.
In honor of the high-fat, low-carb ketosis diet.
Right.
Well, now here's a meal plan guaranteed to drop the pounds.
Okay.
And it's not keto or any other weight loss company.
Okay. Just stop eating so freaking much.
Hey,
no membership,
on.
No ordering food online, no apps.
Just stop eating so friggin' much.
Take it easy now.
If you could quit shoving everything into your pie hole and have some self-control, you're going to lose weight. So don't join any club or membership.
Just stop eating so friggin' much and stop working out.
And enjoy your National Keto Day.
Okay.
WQKX.
Guess he told me I didn't need to be yelled at. Comedy on the way next. It's Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Coming up, the good news. And some of it is local, including a boost for a playground for everyone in Sealands Grove. Stay with us.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
And yay for the local United Way. Their 2021 donations are up. So actually, yay for you for donating.
The best songs on the radio.
HD. WQKX.
94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Oh, Tommy, it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
All right, NFL fans, we already talked about this earlier this morning. Sometimes they get too emotional, but what happens when you're excited at your favorite football game and you lose your wedding ring?
Apparently, I got a little excited from the Titans' victory. So it had come off, I'm sure, during the high five, the celebration, and just rolled right down two or three rows in front of me.
Okay.
Good grief, man. I mean, the CEO of Titans sent me the message that said they found it. I mean, really? That's why I love this team so much. I'm blessed to have the friends I have in the Titans community.
Okay,
I get emotional talking about my family.
It's good news. It's good news you got your wedding ring back. But you know what's a cry about the Tennessee Titans, all right? Good news from the local United Way. Donations are up in 2021.
I always like to say we did great. I think with COVID, that for both Greater Susquehanna Valley and Columbia Montour, the fundraising was above expectation.
Yeah, it was way above. Thanks to you, the people of Central PA. We love the local United Way. And finally, some more good news, and it's real good news. Everyone's playground, you know, the playground we helped build in Sealands Grove, is getting a grant funding for $58,000 from the DCNR. And for an estimated project that will be worth a lot more than that, $125,000 when it's done. But hey, thanks. Our playground is getting better and better every day.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
If you have good news going on in your community, your neighborhood, your street, your family, doesn't matter to me, you get that good news to Mark Lawrence at News Radio 1070 WKOK, and we'll make it good news right here on the show.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Still to come, we still need to check with our Facebook post. When's a good time to take down your Christmas tree? We have late night TV coming up. Jimmy Fallon with the new Mercedes-Benz electric car.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Guys, get this. Mercedes just unveiled a new electric concept car that's made from sustainable materials like mushrooms, cacti, and food scraps. If you thought Tesla owners were annoying, just wait for a guy whose electric car is also vegan.
How much do you know about Luscious Jackson?
Nothing.
Me either.
Oh, good. Okay,
why?
I'm not alone.
But here's that one song and a birthday buddy.
If I make it out.
Morgan in the Morning, Kate Schellenbach is 56 years old today. She is the drummer for Luscious Jackson
She's
from the 90s.
Drummer. Okay. All right.
And believe it or not, yesterday was trivia day. Why are you doing this, Tom? Believe it or not, she was the original drummer for the Beastie Boys.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
They had a female drummer. That's cool stuff.
It is.
In the Morning. Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday Buddies.
Oh,
Birthday Buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday Buddies.
Every day.
And go.
And go. Bradley Cooper is 47 today.
Really? Okay.
You need a moment? Or
yes. I'll be back in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Just keep
back.
Talking.
A Star is Born, Bradley Cooper. American Sniper, Bradley
yes,
Cooper?
Yes, he's been in quite a lot of stuff.
Or Phil in the Hangover movies.
Yeah,
he was there for all of them.
He's been everywhere.
Happy birthday to Marilyn Manson, 53 years old.
No kidding.
What does that dude do on his birthday?
Oh, I don't even want to guess.
It's almost scary.
Nice.
All right, and finally, and it has, can I even say this? Probably not. It says badass actor. Can you say that on the radio?
Well, you just did.
Okay.
But,
Robert Duvall is 91.
I love Robert Duvall. I want him to be my uncle. He's just so cool.
I invite Uncle Bob over for New Year's.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. He's just amazing.
There it is. Those are the celebrity birthdays for today. Now we've got the locals.
They're birthday buddies, of course.
Yes, they are. Adrian McDonald from Cole Township is the nifty 50 today.
Amy Benfer from Middleburg, 48 today.
Alexis L.
L. Mm-hmm.
Is 18. I guess she's underage. Didn't want to give us her last name.
All right. Well, that's all right.
All right.
Okay. Christopher Vasquez from Sealands Grove is 40 today.
Connie Bittinger, Riverside, 65.
Joey Westfall is 54 today.
Wow. 54.
Yes.
All right. Justine Wagner, she's from Winfield, 42 today.
Carrie Sadowski is 33.
Melissa Hine, 39. Happy birthday.
Mike Tudor from Sunbury is 55 today.
Peggy Doak from Sealands Grove, 60.
Rhonda Balonis from Mifflinburg, 53 today.
Happy birthday to Sarah Gordon. She's from Mifflinburg.
Sheila DiCaprio. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, she's 30
on
today.
You there.
Yeah,
okay. where am I? Oh, Rhonda Balonis from Mifflinburg is 53 today.
Okay. Shelley Roush from Middleburg, 58.
Stephen Swope from Beaver Springs is 47 today.
And Terry Hurst from Coonhunter, PA, 53 years
53.
Old.
53.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there you have it. Nothing doing on the Ford Fun Line this morning. Nothing going email-wise.
Okay.
Text Club, of course. Or what's that other thing we call Book of Faces?
Yeah, the Book of Faces, yes.
Nothing on Messenger. So, but those are all ways
Many
you can get
ways.
To us.
Yes. Indeed. Oh, okay.
I'm laboring a little bit. Did you notice?
Did you fix the button that you broke yesterday, too?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
That could be part of it. And
that
the fact that
be.
It's Marilyn Manson's birthday is just totally...
Oh, you're getting... Okay.
It's in my head.
Drawing
now.
You away from everything.
It's
All
in
right.
my head. Each and every day at this time.
It's Birthday Buddies.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Mm-hmm. We're going to go to Wise Markets together and make you a winner.
Ooh, good stuff.
But that all comes up after the news.
All right. It's all on Morgan in the Morning.
Your kids are home from school. You're kind of helping them out. You open up the fridge. You got nothing to eat. There's nothing for dinner. And dinner is only a couple hours away. So what do? You tell your kids, sit down here at the kitchen table and do your homework. Mommy's got to run to Wise Markets. And then you run into Wise and you need something to go. What is that Wise Market to go item? What is it? Give you a chance to win with Wise coming up next.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
You're on the drive to work today. Coming up, the return of something you probably don't wish for.
Crystal Pepsi.
Wow!
In digital HD.
Crystal Pepsi with meth in it? No. Maybe a name change is due on the 30th anniversary and the comeback of Crystal Pepsi. Morgan in the Morning, next.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
You're on your way to work, you're on your way to school, whatever. Two totally unrelated stories, but this is the way I think, and I apologize in advance. A woman in the UK poured her Fruity Pebbles breakfast cereal out to her children, and a prize fell out. It was a cellophane packet. She looked on the box. There was not supposed to be a prize in that box. The cellophane packet was crystal meth. How did it get in there? She didn't know. She confiscated it and called the police. Thank goodness little Billy didn't say, hey, look, candy. You know what I mean? But they confiscated it and found out it was slipped into the box while tracking to the UK from Nigeria. Why the Fruity Pebbles became crystal meth is beyond me. In a non-related story, it is the 30th anniversary of Crystal Pepsi, and they're bringing it back with a Twitter sweepstakes.
Hey, Frank.
Bill?
Perfect timing. We're finally ready to relaunch Crystal Pepsi.
Crystal Pepsi? I thought they shut that division down decades ago.
We never shut down.
Let's get the word out.
Get on the old phone line. Now that's
Hoo-yah.
Funny.
Hoo-yah.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night TV, that big snowstorm on I-95 in Virginia we just talked about a few minutes ago. Jimmy Fallon has his own thinking on that. And coming up, Tom's top tips, just in case we experience a snow emergency. Stay with us, Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Well, this is wild. I saw that because of a huge winter storm, a 50-mile stretch of I-95 in Virginia was shut down and drivers were stranded on the interstate for more than 24 hours. Yeah. Meanwhile, there was a dad sitting there like, if I could just get over the one lane. 24 hours in standstill traffic. I'm pretty sure there's 50 miles of highway just covered in yellow snow.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goody room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
No,
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, this list is going to help you out, okay? The Red Cross has a website that gives all these tips if you get stuck in the snow. Like, for instance, you're not paying attention to the weather and you go out on the interstate like those people in Virginia did on I-95. Anyway, here's the top five. Grab an emergency kit if you've got one. You know, if you don't, you better build one. That includes things like blankets, flashlights, non-perishable food, and of course, water. Number two, if you can't find shelter, stay in your car. But in general, don't leave your car, okay? 100 yards visibility is the rule. If you see a place where you could go and it's within 100 yards, then go there. But if not, stay in your car. If you're in your car, don't run it for more than 10 minutes per hour. Save fuel and you'll have enough heat. Passengers bundle together for heat. And finally, number five, make sure someone knows you're in trouble. If there's a million cars around you, then someone knows. But if it's only you, use that cell phone for its best purpose. Let people know where you are. It's that simple, really.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning, next.
Now, I don't want to scare anybody because the snow coming up is going to be tomorrow night into Friday, maybe an inch to 3 inches. But after that incident on I-95 in Virginia, it makes you wonder, how prepared are you? How prepared are you? On the way, bowl season is still underway in football, and I guess nobody cares. And our parting shot has to do with Disney.